Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Were you just thinking to yourself, man, I could sure use some Civic Media merch? I mean, who doesn't want merch? Merch is good fun, a little swag, if you will. You can get all of that and so much more for each of your local Civic Media stations. I play out on WAUK 540 AM all across southeastern Wisconsin, stretching down into Chicago. You can get that WAUK merch and support Civic Media by going to the Civic Media website. Check out our homepage and click on the store button in the right-hand corner. Get yourself hooked up with a little bit of WAUK gear. Gosh, Cardi, what the last thing I want to have happen is seeing my face on a t-shirt. Let's hope that we save the world from that terrible misadventure. You can get the WAUK 540 AM gear, folks, from Civic Media. Let's bypass my face on t-shirts. Heaven help us. If you want to check out that piece I was reading from in Raw Story by D. Earl Stevens, it is worth a read. It is pretty blistering. He points out what is, in my opinion, again, this fifth bucket, the fifth reason that Donald Trump won. Was that last week? My goodness. And that is this idea of false scarcity, which, again, metastasized with this American individualism. Individualism is the nice way to put it, right? The not nice way to put it is y'all selfish, right? Y'all selfish. You think the world is zero sum. You think there ain't enough to go around because somebody has been telling you that lie for the last 50 years. There is plenty to go around. We can all do better and we should be demanding better as the working people on whose backs this country is built and runs. Here's some facts if you're a conservative looking at me looking at me on YouTube, perhaps, because we play out on YouTube, or hearing me on your radio, and you're saying, no, 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 the middle class is doing just fine. Check this out. In 1973, the top 1% income earners took home 9% of the total overall wealth and income created in that year in this country. Okay, top 1% took home 9%. Okay, that's 1973. Check it. 2023? The top one took home 26.5% of the wealth and income in this country, y'all. We're getting played. So remember the five buckets, those are the facts that support bucket one, that people feel existential angst. They feel like they're getting screwed by the system or those people or whatever it is. Yeah, that's because the economics here are real. The middle class and working people are getting screwed. There's this really great Twitter post I saw the other day, and it showed a guy talking to his three-year-old, like very little kid, who was like, hey, can you explain to me how our economy works? And maybe probably not a three-year-old asking that question. And he basically went on a two-minute rant about the middle class basically gives their money to the wealthy. And the poor, the poorest among us basically get very little or nothing, or they get it from the working and middle class. So the middle class pays for freaking everything. But again, our money trickles up. It never trickles down, always up to the guy that's cutting your paycheck. Oh, thank you. Thank you, mister, for the paycheck, or missus for the paycheck. But that money's going up because I guarantee you, if you weren't creating more than what your paycheck costs and value for the business, your butt would not have a job. See, that's how it works. So I don't feel some overwhelming sense of deep gratitude for getting paid for my labor, right? That doesn't make any sense. That's why they call it work. Otherwise, it's called volunteering, right? I mean, come on. It's that simple. Anyways, this piece, again, in Raw Story by D. Earl Stevens, really good. And he points out this is about selfishness. He goes on to say this. These whiny white people are angry because they've decided to stay in place and expect everybody to meet them where they are and see things their way. They want to be coddled and held. What did Donald Trump do for the middle class and working people in this country? Zero. He gave tax breaks to billionaires and multimillionaires who supported his run for office. And he wrote love letters to dictators, if that's your thing, who have now infiltrated our political system and completely jammed its gears to get elected. That's all he did. You know, aside from assembling a Supreme Court that believes that he should have unchecked power so that he is free to do whatever the earth he wants and strip women of control over their own bodies. All of that true, right? All of that true. And just to be very clear, there is nothing like Twitter owned by the actual president, Elon Musk, on the left. There just isn't. There is not an information ecosystem or an information swamp on the left that promotes the same level of acute, impactful, and results-oriented lies and misinformation like what happens on Twitter and many of the swamps on the far right. That is the information ecosphere, and it's promoting garbage. If you don't know what Cambridge Analytica is, again, that's like a two-hour show. Give it a Google. Give it a read this afternoon. You know, the interwebs exist. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Got some fun text coming in here from folks. Matt from Middleton. America is unique in this go-it-alone bootstraps mentality. Many other countries care more for the common good, a sort of cultivism with an open market. I don't know what cultivism is, Matt, but I'll say this. Back in like the early 2000s, I wrote a little piece, never could get it published, and it was called The Myth of Meritocracy, right? The Myth of Meritocracy. The myth of meritocracy in the United States is that, of course, if you work hard and you mean well, you're going to get ahead. Well, again, here's the facts. 1973, top 1% took home 9% of all the goodies. 2023, top 1% took home 26.5% of all the goodies. Boom. Here's another little statistic. This one's very good. And we'll get this in not before I have to go to the top of the hour. You want to know what's happened with productivity and wages from 1948 to date? Check it out. I'm going to have those stats for you at the top of the hour. We got to take care of a little business. News, weather, and sports are next. And then I'll be back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.